Next, we'll hear a clarinet piece written by one of Into the Light's most frequently played composers, Joan Tower. To quickly review her background, she was born in New Rochelle, New York in 1938 and raised in South America, where her father worked as a mining engineer. Her early musical experiences included family musicals in which she participated on piano and percussion. After returning to New York and completing studies at Bennington College and Columbia University, Tower founded the Da Capo Chamber Players in 1969 as a vehicle for performing her music and the music of her contemporaries. She served as pianist for the ensemble until 1984. In 1985, Tower was appointed composer-in-residence with the St. Louis Symphony. In 1990, she received the University of Louisville Grawemeyer Award for Music Composition for her piece Silver Ladders. Tower was the fifth recipient of this $150,000 prize, the first woman and the first American-born composer to receive it. Wings, for solo clarinet, has become a much-loved and performed piece by clarinetists. Here is what Joan Tower says about the piece. Wings, 1981, was written for my friend and colleague Laura Flax, who premiered the piece at her recital in Merkin Hall, New York City, on December 14, 1981. The image behind the piece is one of a large bird, perhaps a falcon, at times flying very high, gliding along the thermal currents, barely moving. At other moments, the bird goes into elaborate flight patterns that loop around, diving downwards, gaining tremendous speed. Let's hear it now, performed by the clarinetist for whom it was written, Laura Flax.